ora. Hi and no mai. Welcome to Up to Speed with Te Reo Māori Series 2, a set of short podcasts to help you get up to speed with some Māori language phrases and words that are often heard in media, public addresses and everyday conversations in Aotearoa, New Zealand. As members of Parliament have been heard to say, he waka eke noa, we're all in this together, we can all get on board. And Up to Speed with Te Reo Māori is a time-efficient and accessible way to help get everyone up to speed. Ko Stacey Morrison tōku ingoa. My name is Stacey Morrison, and in this Kōnei Ipurangi podcast, we'll be looking at whakatauki, proverbs, especially some that are commonly used in public settings. So let's start with the whakatauki I've already mentioned in this episode because it's becoming so widely known.
He waka eke noa.
He waka eke noa. Just four words that can say a lot. As with all whakatauki, this saying can be interpreted in various ways. Although many may stick with the meaning he waka eke noa, a waka in which everyone can board, we are all in this together kind of vibe, added elements of the waka being on a journey are appropriate too.
He waka eke noa, a waka we are all in on a journey of discovery.
You could even take he waka eke noa to mean we've got this fam, because that sentiment is also included in this whakatauki. Another whakatauki that is commonly quoted, as it was by former Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern at the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting, is...
In New Zealand, there is a Māori proverb, he aha te mea nui o te ao. What is the most important thing in the world? He tangata, he tangata, he tangata. It is the people, the people, the people.
Because this whakaaro, this concept, resonates across cultures, this saying is often used to express the importance of people and humanity, saying, what is the most important thing in the world? It is people, it is people, it is people, especially in health service areas.
He aha te mea nui o te ao. Māku e ki atu. He tangata. He tangata. He tangata.
But technically, this is not so much a whakatauki, but a whakatauaki, which is still a proverb, but the difference is that the origin and its first author is known, if it's a whakatauaki. Te Aupauri proudly remembers that their ancestress Meringaroto created this saying, and its full version is not always quoted. However, descendants such as Harata Brown want to ensure the full version of this whakatauaki is known and appropriately understood for its deeper meaning. Which more fully says, if you pluck the centre of the flax, where will the bellbird feed? You ask me, what is the most important thing in the world? And I will reply, the people, the people, the people. The context of why Meringaroto said this also speaks to settling feuds, sustaining life and peace and nurturing. So when you hear this whakatauaki, now you'll know the meaning is even more than maybe being shared at the time. Our next proverb is actually a whakatauaki as well, as the author of this saying is known, being Te Kite Ngā Taerua, a prophet and master carver of Ngāti Haua Whanganui, as recounted by Shay Wilson.
Ko te manu e kai ana I te miro nō nā te ngāere. Ko te manu e kai ana I te mātauranga nō nā te ao.
Ko te manu e kai ana I te miro nō nā te ngāere. Ko te manu e kai ana I te mātauranga nō nā te ao. Literally, the forest belongs to the bird who feasts on the miro berry. The world belongs to the bird who feasts on education. Shay says this also refers to the stem of information coming from around the world, and that in consuming that information, we become global in our thinking. Our final whakatauki for today tells us to strive for the best. Whaia te iti kahurangi, ki te tuohu koe anō he maunga teitei. Or in some versions, the last part is said, me he maunga teitei, which still means, seek out your heart's desire, though if you have to relent, let it be to a lofty mountain. This whakatauki is about aiming high, following your destiny, and being persistent about reaching your goal. As with many whakatauki, a metaphor, in this case, the highest mountain, is used to describe obstacles that threaten to get in your way. So, whaia te iti kahurangi, go for it e hoa mā, and thanks for learning a little more by listening to Up to Speed with Te Reo Māori today. Mauri ora.